I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. If you've been following the latest congressional developments on the UAP-UFO issue, you probably know that disclosure to the public is becoming a reality. With the passing of the Schumer Amendment in November of 2023, it became apparent that Congress is pushing the government hard to disclose its information regarding UAP craft and non-human intelligence. Although the original Schumer Amendment was whittled down from 64 pages to 24 pages, it still requires that in 300 days there must be disclosure to Congress. But the real teeth of the amendment regarding enforcement was omitted from the amendment that was passed, meaning that Congress doesn't have the power to subpoena government officials, nor does it have the ability to use eminent domain to gain possession of physical evidence. However, presently Congress is working on a Schumer Amendment 2.0, which will put enforcement teeth back into the amendment. I sometimes wonder what this non-human higher intelligence thinks of our human activities. And that reminded me of a farm story I call Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. I've seen hundreds of goats born here at my farm. Most of them are on their feet and nursing from their mothers in minutes. They have no trouble finding where food, the important stuff, is. But there are always a few who just don't get it. My kids and I used to find this vastly entertaining, to the point of rolling on the floor laughing as a baby goat tried to suck on its mother's leg instead of finding that big bag of milk hanging there just waiting for the baby to latch on. Instead, the baby would continue up the mother's back leg, finally getting its nose stuck in a dark cave behind the udder and between its mother's back legs. The mom did her best to push the baby in the right direction, but once a baby got in that little cave where there was no milk, it would just keep butting its mother until she almost fell over. We would find this hysterically funny, but to the mother goat and the baby, it really wasn't funny at all. Eventually, I'd have to pull the baby out of the dark cave and shove the mother's teat directly into the baby's mouth, giving a good squirt of milk, which usually drenched the baby and me at the same time. I'm happy to say that no baby goat ever starved. They all finally got it, and once they latched on, they never had to be reminded again where the good stuff was. So I think that higher non-human intelligence must be thinking that we humans are a lot like that baby goat. We instinctively want the good stuff, love, compassion, health and happiness for ourselves and others and for our planet. But we've somehow gotten stuck in that dark cave of ignorance, insisting that the good stuff must be there. We seem to be stuck on everyone trying to control everyone else. We create rules, committees, and nation states to force people to behave as we think they should. We fight endless wars where we destroy everything and then rebuild it all. A higher non-human intelligence must think that's completely absurd. And we never think there's enough of anything, so we constantly fight over money, land, and just plain stuff. Wouldn't it be great if we could step back and get ourselves out of the dark cave that isn't getting us anywhere? Can't we see that the whole universe is filled with abundance, and we human beings have only begun to tap our human potential? Will we ever get it? I bet those higher non-human intelligences respect our free will, but honestly, sometimes I just wish they'd pull us out of the dark and shove us in the right direction. Wouldn't that be great? For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.